8:45. It's the morning after. I'm Angela Yee.
Elliot Wilson.
And I'm the Emoticon Farragut Foster.
And it's weird, son.
Yeah, man. You know what we're going to be talking about. So Iron Man 2 took in a hefty $133 million in its opening weekend in U.S. and Canada. And hopefully the positive buzz will keep in the theaters playing well for the weeks to come. Now, Iron Man 2 is the fifth highest opening of all time, not accounting for ticket price inflation and all that other bullshit. But it's
of all time.
It improved from the original Iron Man 1 opening, which only raked in $98.6 million back in 2008.
Did better than Avatar?
Oh, no.
You said of all time.
No, I mean fifth.
Oh.
Cinco.
Yeah, of all time. Now,
Cinco
2 years ago, Marvel was taking a risk, like bringing the Iron Man character to the screen because he's not really well known outside of like comic book fans. They were also taking a huge risk on Robert Downey. Remember, he was just coming out of rehab.
Right.
He wasn't known for being some type of action star. But I think the combination of Robert Downey playing Tony Stark's, he plays that character better than I think anybody could have played him.
Mm-hmm.
He actually makes, it's not even about Iron Man so much. It's really about, you know, Downey playing Stark and how cool that guy is and the type of stuff that he brings to the camera. So that's
pretty
cool.
He's probably high.
Hey,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Come on, Ed.
Now, as with every Marvel movie, if you leave before the end of the credits, then you're pretty much cheating yourself because amidst all of the metal and mayhem that's in Iron Man 2, Marvel would also like to remind fans of the next movie that's coming up, which is going to be Thor. So the best way to do that is to add a tease at the end of the movie. If you haven't seen it already, you might want to turn the radio down now.
It's crazy.
Thor!
Thor!
It's the Thor!
All I hear is music.
Go see that shit.
That was it?
Thor!
Why did we turn the radio down for that?
They played it?
Yeah. Wait, what do we miss?
He says that. I don't want to spoil, but he says that they found it. What they found, I'm not going to completely ruin it for you.
They found it!
I'm not going to completely ruin it
for
you. Now check it out. Yo, Chris Hemsworth has been confirmed to play the Norse thunder god. Hemsworth actually played George Kirk. That's James T. Kirk's father in the recently rebooted Star Trek franchise. You saw that, right?
I saw that.
I did enjoy that. Thor opens May 20th, 2011. It's going to be directed by Kenneth Branagh. Anthony Hopkins, is going to be playing Thor's father, Odin. Natalie Portman is going to be playing Thor's love interest.
Holla.
And Tom Hiddleston is going to be playing the villainous Loki. So...
nice.
Yeah.
Whoever those people are.
What do you mean? You don't know who Natalie Portman is?
I know Natalie Portman.
You don't know who Anthony Hopkins is?
I know him.
Okay.
What was the last person you said?
Tom Hiddleston. You don't know who that guy who's going
to
be playing.
I remember Common was trying to be in it and they kicked him out. He didn't make it. It was a big controversy.
I don't think there aren't any black people in the Norse.
Light skin. He might have got over. He was trying to get it.
He might have leaned on Horn.
He tried.
Yo, call us up now if you saw Iron Man 2. I'm interested to hear your take on the movie. I thought it was dope.
I have a quick question. You think Terrence Howard saw it? Oh, Shade 45.
We could talk about that. Was Don Cheadle a good war machine?